Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national training call. This morning is Monday, March 18th, 2019. This is your March Madness edition of our national training call here this morning. Mike Rich is hosting the call here from the Dallas, Texas area. We are so fortunate this morning to be joined by none other than Mr. Josh Riches from Utah, one of our top producers and executive directors. We're so excited to hear from Josh. He's got a phenomenal training lined up. I just want to welcome all of our agents who are calling in this morning. I really want to welcome our new associates. If you're just getting started, I want to let you know that you're in the right place at the right time. I know that we've had a lot of new folks join the team here in the last week or two, and we just want to welcome you. Of course, if you've been around longer than that, we want to welcome you as well, but we've got an exciting call lined up this morning, a great training by Josh, and just a few announcements I want to start the call with. First and foremost, we do have a B2B certification webinar coming up this Wednesday at 12 p.m. Central Time. So that's Wednesday from 12 to 2 Central Time. We're having this B2B certification webinar. Let me just explain what I know that many of you have been through that, but I know that some of you have not. Let me just kind of explain how that works. We have a unique opportunity here at Harvard Risk Management to conduct training via our online certification course, and then we cap that off with a webinar. And so this is to get certified by LegalShield. This is a LegalShield certification. It's to get certified to go out and market employee benefits. So to take the legal plan and the identity theft plan into companies and market that as an employee benefit. Of course, that's what we really focus a lot on this Monday morning call. Well, that certification, you can complete that by going through each of the videos in the B2B employee benefits certification training. Okay, so you go to the back office and just click on that link. Go through each of those videos, and then the final step is, as far as the training goes, is to be on that webinar. So it's really designed to kind of be a review of, you know, what we cover in the online videos. So it's really best to go do the online videos first, and then join that webinar. But that webinar is live. It's very interactive. It's not recorded. It's something that we do live each time. So even though we cover some similar scenarios and we definitely want to cover some important material that's the same every time, every webinar is different. Every conversation is different. And for that reason, if you've been through that webinar before but want to go through it again or be a part of it again, we absolutely welcome and encourage that. And so in order to register, the best way to register is to go to the events page in the back office, and you'll see that B2B webinar. There's a button where you can register, and you can just pick this Wednesday's date, or there are other dates that we have up on there as well. But we're definitely looking forward to that webinar this Wednesday from 12 to 2. It's just part of our ongoing commitment to provide support for the employee benefits side of our business. That's one thing that our organization is really known for in the world of LegalShield, is the support that we consistently try to give to all of our top producers. And of course, you talk about support, a phenomenal opportunity to receive support is going to be next week, when most of the team is going to be gathering in Dallas. I know many folks are coming in from all around the country. I've been speaking to people who are coming in from the East Coast. I've been speaking to people who are coming in from the West Coast, from the mountain states, where I had the privilege of spending some time last week. I've talked to people that are here local in Dallas that are going to be, of course, at the event as well. And it's just going to be such a phenomenal event, such an important event. LegalShield will be rolling out some major announcements. We've kind of given you a preview of some of what to expect. Of course, we can't preview everything. A lot of it's going to be at the event, but But we know that one of the big announcements is they're going to be changing the counter system to a premium system. I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time coming up with what that's called, but the premium system. So, in other words, instead of, you know, writing so many sales and counting the sales that you write in order to advance, it's all going to be based on premium, much like they changed the Performance Club. Some of you may not be aware of that. In order to Performance Club qualify, it used to be that you had to write X number of sales, and then they changed it to where now it's X number of, you know, premium dollars. So if you write a $49.90 plan, you get 50 points for that, versus if you write an $18.95 plan, you only get 19 points for that. And under the current model, as far as advancing, those two are really treated the same. You would get one counter for each of those, and, of course, that's what they're going to be rolling out. They're going to be announcing that shift to where it's more based on the premium that you write. I like that. I'm a huge fan of it. I think there are some massive advantages. One is, obviously, you get rewarded more for writing a bigger plan. And like a small business plan, a $39 plan, you would get, obviously, more points than writing just a single, identity theft plan or even a legal plan. So it's all going to be based on what you write. I think that that's good. I think it's more fair. You also get credit for upgrading individuals, which right now you receive a commission on that, but you don't really get any counter credit. If you came to me and wrote me an $18.95 plan and then came and upgraded me to a $38.90, you would only get the points the first time. You'd only get the counter the first time, versus with this new system, you'll get points both times, which I think is more fair. So they're going to be rolling that out. I'm so excited for that. We'll have some major things that we're going to be talking about during our team breakout next Saturday evening as well. Make sure that you've got that on your calendar. That Saturday evening right after the final session, and that's going to be in rooms A130 to 131. That's 7:30 to 8:30. We may go a little past 8:30, but we definitely want to spend some time with our team that gather there in Dallas. I'm so excited for that event. It's going to be just phenomenal. I mean, just incredible. And I know many of you are planning on being there. There are some of you, though, that are still in that decision-making phase, even though it's next week. And I just want to say, anything that I can do to help push you over the edge, anything that I can say to help push you over the edge, I want to be able to do that, because being there, you will not regret it. It will be just the smartest decision that you can possibly make. And it's a great training opportunity. It's a great learning opportunity, but it's also a great networking opportunity. And I've always thought, you know, one of the best parts about being at an event like that, you get to meet people. You know, you get to meet people like Mr. Mark Riches, like Mr. Jim Tanner, like Mr. Scott Brooks, like Mr. Adam Thompson, like Miss Linda Pitt. I could go on and on and on. I shouldn't start naming names, because obviously we've got a lot of leaders, and we want you to meet these people that you hear on these Monday morning calls, but we also want them to meet you. And I've always thought that networking is such an incredible opportunity to put your name out there. You know, you are unique. You are an individual that brings a lot to the table in your marketplace. And I definitely would have business cards. I'd be distributing those cards. I'd be wanting everyone to know that, hey, you're the person in your area. If they've got a group that needs servicing or an enrollment that needs done, that they can call on you. And that kind of networking is great at the entire event, but it's definitely important in that team breakout session. Again, that's on Saturday evening at 7:30, just right after the main session ends on Saturday, and that's in Convention Center rooms A130 to 131. So again, a lot of exciting things happening. We're going to have as part of that convention next week, Monday morning, we'll have a special segment where we talk about prepping for the convention and just making sure everybody's on the same page there. Don't forget Wednesday, if you can come in for the live B2B training that we're doing on Wednesday. I really am excited for that. I think it's going to be an exceptional opportunity. It's from 10 to 6 on Wednesday. I know many of you are registered and are going to be attending that. But that's right downtown Dallas, not far from the convention center at the Courtyard by Marriott. And we've got just a few seats left on that. You can find the information on the events page in your back office. But that's a full-day training with myself and then Abby Parker, a $300,000 ringer with Legal Shield, Mr. Reese Frencha, Miss Rachel Lawton. All of us are teaming up that day, and we're doing a full-day business-to-business employee benefits training. And I'm really excited for it. I think it's going to be just an exceptional opportunity to learn from, especially these ladies. I'm so excited to be able to team up with them. And we've got other stuff throughout the week as well. I mean, it's just going to be a powerful week, a week full of training, a week full of opportunities to learn, and again, opportunities to network as well. So excited for it, and we'll be talking about that next Monday as we kind of round the corner. But there are some of you this morning that have made a decision to go. You need to make sure that you get registered. You can do that in your back office on the events page, and then, of course, get your travel lined up, and you won't regret being there. It's going to be just a phenomenal event. Again, I'm so excited this morning. We've got none other than Mr. Josh Riches. Again, I mentioned one of our top executives, one of our top producers, a gentleman who we've really come to know and love and appreciate through these calls and through his trainings at live events. Nobody breaks it down better than Josh, and I hope that you've got a pencil, a pen, paper, you know, a tablet, whatever you take notes on. Hope you've got it ready this morning because Josh is one of those trainers that you want to be actively listening to. The things that he shares are real. They apply to what we do every day in this business, and I'm so excited this morning because he's going to be talking about what I think is a super important topic, and that is not giving up and keeping your business simple. And I'm just really looking forward to hearing from him. So, Josh, thanks again for joining the call this morning. And with that, we'll turn the call over to you.
Oh, I appreciate it. And it's always an honor to be able to be on these calls. To be honest, I love being the one that's taking the notes. I think we always have the phenomenal leaders on here that I just am taking notes from, learning from. So it's a privilege to be able to be on the call and to give back a little. And so, I'll jump right into it. I was thinking about what I could share and what helped me in this business, and I guess what was the biggest impact. And I was thinking, well, it was, A, keeping the business simple. That's one thing I've definitely learned from you, Mike, and also my dad, just being able to keep the business very simple. That oftentimes we like to complicate it. And not just complicate it, I guess, in our actions, but even in our minds. Like, as this business is very simple, you know, to put it in the simplest terms, we take our product, we do presentations. If they're interested, they sign up, and that's our business, right? We get people to get the product, know how to use it, and then move on to the next one, reservice. I mean, it's very simple, but oftentimes I feel like we can overcomplicate it, right? So in your mind, you're like, well, do I have a commercial driver's legal plan? And I heard about a law officer's legal plan. And then have you even heard about England opening up? And then all this other stuff, and the ladies of justice, and are we doing those meetings and this and that? And suddenly you're overthinking it. Whereas all these are tools, all these things that are coming out, all the things that exist, all the resources that we have, that's what they are. They're resources. And it should be all about keeping the business very simple. I was actually just talking to an associate of mine, and we were talking and seeing how things are going. He's like, I'm just having the hardest time. So I was like, okay, let's break it down. What's going on? You know, let's see what activities are you doing, right? Because I think oftentimes that's an area that we can always reevaluate, right? If you ever are, if you're not where you want to be, it's probably from one of two things. You're not doing it right, or you're not doing it enough, right? And Nick Serba taught that. I think that's a great principle. You can always reevaluate and say, okay, am I overcomplicating it? Am I doing the right things? And so that's always the first thing I like to walk through and say, okay, what are we doing? And he said, all right. So he's like, I've been doing Facebook posts and this and that. And I said, okay, that's great. Leads or anyone that you've talked to or presented the benefit, gave your overview or your presentation. Have you had a chance to give your presentation to any of those people? And he said, no, not yet. I was like, okay, so that's your goal. That's what you want to be doing. If you're not giving presentations in front of people, then you're not doing this business. It's simply put, right? But that. And you notice I didn't say, well, if you're not selling memberships, you're not doing the business, which I think is part of it, because I think the more presentations you do, the more memberships you'll sell. And if you're not doing presentation, the memberships don't come, right? I think one of my dad's best lines is, you know, no one's going to, you know, get into your car to steal an application and fill it out for you. You have to go out and you have to get in front of the people. And so I think that's a very important thing in keeping the business simple, but understanding, like, you just have to get out and you have to have that presentation and your presentation. I loved what Mike said, business cards, get those out in front of people. You know, people won't know what you have unless you get out and tell them, right? And there's a lot of activities out there. I'm a firm believer on, you know, getting rid of distractions. I call it the power of distractions. It's that absorbing power that can suck you into something, and you're just like, I don't know what I did with my time, but the day's over, you know. And if any of you know me, you know on my screen, on my cell phone, I actually have a folder on the last screen, so you swipe all the way to the right. On the last screen, it's a folder called Distractions. I might have shared this before, but I keep that on in there because it helps keep things simple, right? And distractions can oftentimes complicate things, where we think we're being productive, but we're not being productive. And so going back to the associate I was speaking with, I said, hey, well, how many presentations have you had a chance to do? He said, none. And I said, okay, that's what we got to change. So how do we get in front of people? If you're just starting out and you're like, well, I don't feel comfortable contacting businesses. Okay, not a problem. You should, your first step then is to work on your presentation. Contact friends and family, not to sell them, but you should be practicing your presentation. And you can use a line something like this. Hey, hey Bill, I just got started with a new company, and I'm actually trying to get down this presentation. I was actually wondering if you wouldn't mind helping me out and listening to my presentation, giving me some honest feedback, and letting me know what you think. Would you mind helping me out? It's about 9 minutes, 10 minutes, I can run through this real quick. You know, every time I've used that line, and this I've used for when I first got started, I used that just to practice my presentation. And lo and behold, I started to sell memberships just from practicing. I remember one of the first memberships I sold. It was a friend of mine. She's like, yeah, go ahead. And I gave the presentation, and she's like, well, that sounds awesome. And I was like, yeah. And she's like, well, how do I sign up? And I was like, what? And I just wasn't prepared for that. But But that's the outcome. But this wasn't my first presentation. It wasn't my second. It wasn't my third. You know, but consistently doing that activity, suddenly I was going to be put in front of people who were interested and were looking for that membership. And to this day, that was a couple of years ago. To this day, she still has her membership, pays it every month, loves it, uses it. And so I just share that to say, you got to be able to use that presentation, get that out, start using it, but keep it simple, right? This isn't complicated. This isn't there isn't that one line that's going to, you know, get everyone. You can listen to 100 different presenters, the top producers, which when you're in Dallas, and if you're not already committed to being in Dallas, you got to get there. Because you're going to be sitting there and you're going to be hearing these top producers and these top leaders, and they're going to be sharing things, and you're going to be like, well, he shared that one thing, and he's like, that was the key to his success, and there was another person, and that was the key to his success. You're going to hear things that are going to resonate with you. And different leaders do different things. It's their own style. You can hear Mark Riches do a presentation, or Mike Riches do a presentation, and then Dave Perperna do a presentation, and it can be different. There'll be little differences, little nuances that are going to be specific to them and the way that they talk. And you're able to hear these different things and then take it. R&D, right? Rob and duplicate. You hear something good, go ahead and apply that and see how that works and apply that to you. And so going back, being able to listen to these leaders and take these key nuggets that are going to help you keep your business simple. So you can go do presentations, right? If you're not doing presentations, practicing presentations, getting your presentation down, then I would say, okay, we've probably got to refocus, right? And with the presentation, I would include DM meetings in that, enrollments with that. But that's the business. Get your presentation in front of people is probably the simplest thing we could probably say. And the associate that I was speaking with, a great guy, but kept getting misfocused on, you know, Facebook. He's like, well, I'm trying to generate, you know, maybe someone will click on my link on Facebook. Possible, and you may have friends that may click on it, but to do this business, oftentimes they got to be able to hear it from you. They got to hear your story. They got to hear your experience. When you called the law firm, I remember when I first called the law firm out in California, when I was getting back in the business, and I remember calling them, and I just had a tax question, and they gave me a call back with, I think it was like 3.5 hours later. And that was the story I shared. And I shared other people's stories. I heard stories, and I'd be like, a good friend of mine, you know, and I would share their story, but that was my story. I was like, when I called, I had an attorney who practiced an area of law, tax area of law, for over 20 years, gave me a call back within 3.5 business hours. The power of that law firm. And that was my story, but I believed it because it happened to me. And then down the road, I had other experiences where I was like, you know, okay, well, I'm going to have them write a letter, make a phone call. And suddenly I had another story, and then another story. And I kept using them, you know. And then I was able to develop my own stories there. But I hope that you are doing the same thing, that you can also, you've called in the law firm. You're building your story, because that's going to be the most powerful thing in not only giving a presentation, sharing that information, but sharing your story. Your story is going to be the most unique thing that you can contribute to this business. And your story is going to be able to reach people that myself or others may not be able to reach. And so being able to call the law firm, have them get, if you haven't gotten your wills done, go ahead and get that done. Those are things that you can do right away. You don't have to wait on that. And just see the service and the professionalism that our law firms use with our, or take care of our members with. It's just, that's going to reaffirm your testimony on the membership. And so when you're out sharing the product, you can share that story. Say, I called them. Or I visited the law firm. If you ever have a chance to go visit your law firm in your state, I mean, that's also phenomenal. They do open houses. I would make sure that you get that information, look into it, and be able to attend one of those. And you can, it's a very real experience. And so yeah, keeping your business simple, right? Getting your presentation in front of people. And then there's so many things that can distract you. So for me, and I share this for me, I bring up Facebook, because that's a huge distraction for me. I feel like I can get on there, and I'm going to start promoting on there, and my YouTube page, and, you know, I feel like in my mind, I could, but it distracts me from the simple business of just, am I getting my presentation in front of people? And not only that, but am I getting my presentation in front of people, and then do they know that they can get that service through me? Because it doesn't help you very much if you're presenting and you're presenting to large groups, and then they go to this associate that's, you know, promoting his, he has business cards left and right, he's put business cards everywhere, and you've done a great presentation and sold the product, and everyone's like, oh, I want to jump on this. Well, I got a card from this Legal Shield rep. I'm going to go ahead and give him a call. You know, you want to make sure also that you're giving your presentations, you're getting in front of the people, but that it's your business cards out on their table. That when they're like, oh, I'm sold on this, that they know where to turn to get the service, to have you come in to do a decision-maker meeting, where they have you come in to do the enrollment, and that they're not going to other people. So keeping that simple, it is very simple. You don't have to overcomplicate it. Say, well, I'm not having the success I am in my business. I'm not having the success I want. Okay, well, let's get more presentations. Okay, well, I'm doing presentations and I'm not having the success I want to see. Well, how many presentations is a lot? Well, I've done 3. That's not a lot. You know, but being able to break this down and being able to speak with your upline and breaking that down. Because I think oftentimes in our minds we can say, for example, when I first started making calls, I've been there, right? You start making calls and you're like, whew, I've probably made a few hundred. And you start tallying them up and you're like, I made 7 calls, that's all I made today? And I tell you, I've been there. And I'm just like, in our minds we can oftentimes say, you know, oh, I've done so much more than what we've actually done, and we think that, and our minds just take us, you know, say, hey, you've done so much more, time for a break, where in reality, we're not even close. And when you say, I'm going to make 50 calls a day, how close are you to those 50 calls a day? I'm also a firm believer in accountability, right, to yourself. And if you have an accountability partner, that helps too, because it helps keep things simple. Like, for example, if you're, I started up a new YouTube channel to help promote this business, and an accountability partner is like, well, how many presentations has that helped you get in front of? And how many people have sold a membership or got a membership from you? Because, you know, it just breaks. Like, well, I actually haven't gotten in front of anyone yet. Okay, so how can we get in front of people? Let's do the activity that's going to get you results, right? The definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results, right? And I love how people like to, I don't love it, but people like to complicate this business, and I just love how it can be so simple. And it's like, well, put that away, you know, put all these other things away. Do a presentation. Well, not yet, because do a presentation, right? And okay, let's call 3 friends and say, hey, I just need to practice this presentation. And so I'm re-emphasizing this, keeping it simple, right? Don't overcomplicate it. We can just get it in our minds that it's like, you know, oh, well, this is gonna be big for me, or I have to be in another state before I can start selling. You know, there are hundreds of people in your town. I remember speaking with one of my associates, and he was saying, you know, well, I live in a small town. I was like, how many people are in your town? He's like, about 30,000. I said, okay. So let's just say, how many people out of those 30,000 have you gotten in front of to give a presentation to? He's like, there's not a lot of people. So I said, well, how many? He's like, probably two or three. I said, okay, two or three. Does this service make sense to people? And he said, yeah. I was like, could you imagine, you know, even half or even one-tenth, 10% of people saying, one out of 10 people saying, hey, you know what, this makes sense enough to get this. And he's like, yeah. I was like, so why are you not getting in front of 100 people a day? Because you would be selling 10 memberships a day. And he said, I didn't realize that. And really it comes down to we can overanalyze, right? Paralysis by analysis. It's being able to overanalyze something where we stop doing activity. Where really it's simple. Just get in front of people. Say, hey, let me give you a quick presentation. And the amazing thing is, strangers will allow you to also do that. Not everyone. Some people will be like, no, I'm not interested. But you say, hey, I just need some honest feedback. Do you mind listening to me real quick and then giving me some honest feedback? Strangers will also be like, yeah, sure. And I can test them. I can say that strangers will do that because that's what I did. After I ran through my warm market list, I reached out to people who knew people who I didn't personally know and then said, hey, still working on this presentation. Do you mind if I share a quick 9-minute presentation with a business I just got started with? I would love to get your feedback. Jim said that you were someone super professional, and I feel like I could get some great feedback from you. Absolutely. You know, everyone loves giving advice. But just make sure you know where you're getting your advice from, right? And that, excuse me, that you're practicing that presentation and getting that down. So again, keeping the business simple. The next thing I wanted to mention is not giving up, right? I always remember this painting my dad had, and it would always be of the pelican that has the frog in the mouth and the frog holding the pelican's throat shut, like with his arms outside the mouth, almost being swallowed. And it says, don't give up or never give up. And I love that because I think oftentimes we can feel like we're being swallowed alive, right? And sometimes it can feel overwhelming. And those are those days that you are like, nothing went right or, you know, everyone said no, or this happened. But I think this goes hand in hand with what I was first saying in keeping the business simple. That when days aren't going right or when things aren't going right, we can start to overcomplicate it again and say, well, if I was doing this differently, where if you just realize that keeping it simple, you know, a lot of the top producers aren't the ones that are opening up the 100 employees, 200 employee groups. It's the small ones. They just do it very consistently, and they never give up. That they're in front of those small 10 to 20 employees, 25 employees, those small groups that they're able to get in front of, those small companies, and yet they do 15 to 20 to 30 of them, where we spend all of our time working on one that's like, well, this has 500 employees. This is good. This is going to pay me off well. If I could only get in, right? But keeping the business simple, and you spend all your time, it's like, well, how many presentations have you done? Well, I'm working with this company, so I haven't done any others. Whereas all the other leaders who in my mind are the top producers who get out there, it's because they go out and they say, you know what? It's all about giving presentations. It's how many presentations I can give in front of different people. Not about how many people can be in the room at one time when I give one presentation, but how many people I can get in front of. And if it's only 10 at a time, well, guess what? If I had 100 companies throughout the month and I was doing 3 enrollments a day with just 10 or 5 people, I would outsell many of the people that are, going out and trying to get those bigger companies. Why? Because it's that small, simple activity, keeping it simple. It's getting your presentation in front of people. And never give up, right? Don't get discouraged. And that's one thing I love about these events. We talk about Dallas coming up, and these other events, the Super Saturdays that we have, and other trainings. There's trainings you can get plugged into, and regional events. But these type of activities help keep you motivated, right? And help you see the vision. Because I can tell you, I've been there too, where it's like hard to like see. It's like, well, what am I doing? You know. And wondering if you're making that difference, but being able to go listen to a training that just, that's what I needed. And you're able to get back in and change your life. And being able to get back in and do this business and keeping it simple, but doing it consistently, that you can now build a residual income that you can retire on, and something that you can say, you know what, I've made it. I've finally reached my financial independence, and I'm finally in a place where I've always wanted to be. I don't have to work, you know, or you're doing something you love, but it comes from not giving up, being consistent, and keeping the business simple. One last thing I do want to talk about. I might have mentioned this on a previous training, but I love the symbolism in this, and it's a GPS. I'll ask the question, how many of you have ever used MapQuest, right? You printed those things off, you had a big stack of them in your car, you're like, oh, well, I run to this place a lot, so I better keep this in my car, right? You had a big stack of those MapQuest that you'd print off. Well, nowadays we use the a GPS system, right? And this was a few years ago, I learned how a GPS system actually works. I always thought it was something that, like, your phone sent out a signal, hit a satellite or something, and came back, and it was bouncing off signals. Come to find out, a GPS, ground positioning system, right, a GPS, is actually a receiver. So your phone, the GPS in your phone, is just a receiver. It doesn't send out a signal. It only receives. And I want you to pay attention, because all these things I think are very important. So it's only a receiver. And it actually receives information from different satellites. And if it has three satellites in view, it will give you the longitude and latitude of where you are. And I think this is so applicable, because how often are we doing one thing or two things and we're like, I'm not even sure really where I'm at. But sometimes it takes almost three or four things to finally realize, okay, where am I, right? And that's the same way GPS works. You have to have three satellites to be able to triangulate your longitude and latitude, or else it'll be inaccurate. But three satellites can pinpoint your location almost perfectly. Now, what happens when you add a fourth satellite? Well, suddenly it gives you your altitude and the exact time. So with four satellites, when you have four satellites in view of your GPS receiver or your phone or whatever you have, it suddenly can give you your altitude, how high you are, and the exact time. So all the satellites run on an atomic clock, but it takes four to get it an exact time. And so when I was writing down notes for this morning, I was like, well, I think what really gives us the altitude are those events. What's going to give you the altitude? You can do the activities. You can do your exposures. You can do all that activity, and it will tell you where you are in the business. If you tell me your activity, I can tell you where you are in the business, right? If you tell me how many presentations you've been giving, I can tell you where you're at, and pretty accurately probably how many memberships you sold, right? But I was thinking, okay, well, what's the thing that makes that altitude? And for me, it's been the event. In Dallas, we're going to be able to hear from phenomenal speakers, the best of the best, the top of the top, you know, millionaire club members, people who have earned over $1 million in this business, individuals that make $1 million a year in this business. And I get to go listen to them. I can guarantee you that when you go to these events, when you go to Dallas, when you're there, commit to being there. You got to be there. when you're there, that's going to raise your altitude to the next level. That's going to add that fourth satellite. You're like, I knew where I was, but I didn't know how high I was climbing. Now I know. I'm on the base, you know, just on the base camp. I got a lot more to do, but I know where I'm at. And then these events give you your altitude and say, how high are you? Where are you right now? Because a lot of times we think, well, I'm on Mount Everest right now. And really, you're at the bottom of the canyon, right? And these events are going to let you know exactly where you are. And there's power in knowing exactly where you are, because once you know where you are, you know where you can go. Like if you assume you are on Mount Everest, well, can you go higher? Well, no. If you're at the top of Mount Everest and you feel that's what you feel like, you're like, I'm on the very top. Are you going to get better? No. You'll probably stay right there. But if you realize, okay, I'm at the bottom of the Grand Canyon, I got so much I can do, right? I can get out of the canyon, A, right? I can get to executive director. And then after that, you know, I'm going to get my $50,000, $100,000 ring. And then I can start climbing this little hill next to me. And then I'm going to climb that mountain over there. But I love that analogy, that a GPS, you know, with those four satellites. And that fourth satellite, I truly believe, is going to be this event in Dallas and all these events. And you don't want to miss them, because you may feel like you're on top of the world, or you may feel like you may be the opposite. You may feel like, I don't even know where I'm at. Well, come to these events to find out where you are. Because doing that is going to be able to position you, and you're going to be able to say, I know exactly where I am, and I know exactly where I want to go. Now let's create a roadmap, and what do we need to do? What's the activity we need to do to get from where you are to where you want to be? Too many people are scared to know where they are. They get worried. They're like, well, I would prefer not to know where I am, because then I don't have to change, right? A lot of people may just be like, well, you know what? I'd rather think I'm on top of Mount Everest than realize I'm at the bottom of the Grand Canyon. And I can tell you that if that's your mentality, or if that's the way that you think, you will never get out of the Grand Canyon. You'll never get out of the pit you're in, or the slump of life. You'll never be able to reach your potential and reach the things that this business can offer you and help you rise to that true potential. I truly believe people have potential that they are just unaware of, that we settle for so much less than what we can get, and that this business can carry you from where you are to where you want to be if you let it. If you accurately show yourself, where am I right now? And then show the altitude, how high do you want to climb? Because it's totally up to you. But these events in Dallas, you don't want to miss that, because in Dallas, you're going to realize how high are you and how high your potential truly is. And that's one thing. It's going to big decisions are made at big events, right? Your eyes will be open to say, I did not realize before that I had this much potential. And it took other people opening me up to show me that the potential that I had. Now I know I can climb Mount Everest, and they just show me the map to go do that. And I love it, because they also keep it simple. It's simple. It's very easy. But being able to know where you are and know where you want to go. So again, just to recap, don't give up. Be consistent. I'll add one last thing. I've been reading a book called The Power of Habit. If you haven't had a chance to read that book, I encourage you, read that book. It's an incredible book. It breaks down things so simply. And so one thing that is shared in this book, and again, that's The Power of Habit, Why We Do What We Do in Life and Business by Charles Duhigg, just a great book. But he shares a story. Right at the beginning of the book, he shares a story about a general who's stationed in this area. A lot of riots are happening, and he's like, well, he got stationed there, and they're like, okay, well, you need to stop these riots. And so what he did, a lot of people are like, well, let's go put guards out there and you know, spray people down, keep people, you know, indoors, curfews and things like that. He's like, no. Do you not understand how people operate? And it's like, what? So what he did is he removed, they had a bunch of kebab stands, like a meat stand that you could do sandwiches, and so these kebab stands and all over that were just, and he's like, that's what's fueling everyone. He's like, get them off the, out of the court or out of the area because there's no food. And so they removed all the kebab stands. And it was amazing because within a few hours, people got hungry. And once they got hungry and there was no kebab stands around, they're like, well, I'm going home. And then they left. And it was amazing that he was able to see that the power of habit came. He understood people's habits and understood how people reacted, that he was able to diffuse the situation. And I share that because I think powers of habit, in this business, you will need to develop habits. And do you understand yourself enough to understand what your habits are? You may think you know what they are. Do you know what they are? Do you know what your habits are? Do you have a habit of getting up on time? Do you have a habit of, you know, a morning routine? Do you have a habit of making all your calls? Are these habits? And I'm not talking a one-time-a-week thing, right? I'm saying, is this a habit that you've developed? And we all have habits, and do you know yourself well enough to be able to say, okay, well, if I remove this out of the way, I will be more productive because I understand my habit enough. And I'm still new at that, but that's one thing I've realized. Having a folder that says distractions at the back of my phone is because I knew my habit, and when I saw distractions, I am like 10 times more unlikely to click on that folder because I'm like, oh, it's a distraction. I labeled a distraction. Nothing in that folder I would have put in there unless it was distracting me. And so, but being able to understand what your habits are, and if you can understand those, keeping the business simple, you can oftentimes eliminate some of those distractions and those things that get in the way from you being successful, from you being able to reach, know what position you're in, and to be able to reach that altitude and that level that you have the potential to reach, but you're just unaware or that you're being distracted from seeing that. And so I always love being on this call. I'm so excited. Just in a couple weeks, the next week we're going to be in Dallas. I'm so excited to be out there with all of you and to be trained and learn more and know what our altitude is and set those new goals. I just can't wait for it. And so it was a pleasure to be on the call this morning. And, Mike, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Well, Josh, fantastic training. Thank you so much for preparing that and for doing such an excellent job, as always, sharing your thoughts in such a powerful way. We really do appreciate you and your leadership. And as you said, definitely looking forward to having you out in Dallas. And I'm glad that you added that that story about the shish kebabs. It made me real hungry, and now I know what I'm going to have for lunch today, so I appreciate that as well. And I love what Josh said about distractions. You know, there are so many things in life that can distract you. They're not always bad things. There are good things that can distract you from doing what it's going to take to be successful in this business, and it's just one of those things that we have to learn. I love the idea of developing the habits. I heard a long time ago it takes 21 days to develop a habit. So prospect, the way that you feel like you ought to prospect every day, do that for 21 days and see if that doesn't help develop a habit. And that's what we know about this business, and really we know that about life, is that successful people just develop successful habits. And Josh, I really appreciate you sharing that. I thought that was absolutely fantastic. I wanted to share, just to kind of close out the call this morning, so I mentioned at the beginning of the call, this is March Madness Monday. Of course, you know, I'm a big college basketball fan, and they released the brackets last night for the tournament, speaking of distractions. And I thought about, you know, over the next 3 weeks, the NCAA will bring in enough money from this tournament. I'm trying to remember the exact figure, but I believe it from this tournament, they bring in enough money to make up 98% of their operating budget. Now, that's not including any other sports like football, which is the big, big money generator. It's it generates more revenue than basketball. But their entire operating budget, they'll make 98% of that over the next 3 weeks from this tournament. So it's a huge sporting event. There are thousands and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that are going to pile into gymnasiums around the country, and they're going to be watching, you know, watching basketball, cheering on their teams as we get down to the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, and the Final Four, and of course the national championship game. Now, I'm a big Kansas Jayhawks fan, and some of you know that already. You know, it's actually not a great year to be a Kansas Jayhawks fan. We've had kind of an up-and-down year. But this is a time of year that gets me excited. It gets my blood flowing. It's something that I enjoy. And I was thinking about this last night as I was filling out my bracket. You know, I have really very little control over how my team does. I mean, really, I've got very little, well, I've got actually zero control. I don't play for the team. I don't coach the team. I'm not really even a booster, you know, which you know, even if I was giving $100,000 a year to the university, it wouldn't really make that much difference. It might make, you know, I might be able to donate money and help those guys sleep a little bit better, you know, because they're in a nicer hotel or have a little bit better food. But the reality is I've got really no control over how my team plays over the next 3 weeks, and neither do you. No one does. Now, we can go, we can cheer, but that's really something that's beyond our control. And yet it's something that people are passionate about, it's something that people get excited about, and it's something that people will spend tens of millions of dollars on over the next 3 weeks. Well, what about the things that we can control? You know, and I guess that's where my thoughts went, is I'm so grateful that I'm in a business where I've got control. You know, so many jobs today are really about the same situation or the same scenario as my college basketball team. Most people, or many people, are in a job today where they have very little control over their income, very little control over how they progress, very little control over whether they're promoted or not. Now, they can do a really good job, and it may make a difference over time, but it may not. And they've got about as much control as I have over my college basketball team, and I'm not in that business. I'm not in that type of scenario. Neither are you. We're in a business where, as Josh so eloquently said this morning, we control our schedule. We control what we allow to distract us. We control, by our activity, we control our results. We control our income. You might have made $100,000 last year in your Legal Shield business. And you might look at that and say, you know, that's not enough. I need to do twice that this year. Well, you've got full control over that. And I don't mean to say that, you know, everything is in our control, because obviously decision makers are going to make decisions sometimes that we don't want them to make, or, you know, we're going to go to an enrollment and it doesn't go as well as we want it to go. But you and I control how many of those we have. And when we have one of those decision maker meetings that doesn't go real well, guess what? We control how quickly we can get in front of another decision maker based on our activity and based on our taking training, like we heard this morning, and applying it to our business. When we have an enrollment that doesn't go real well, we control whether that's going to be the last enrollment that we have this month, or whether we're going to work our butt off and get more set up. When a presentation doesn't go real well, we control how quickly we can go do another presentation. This business, unlike many people's jobs, and unlike many things in life, like sporting events, we've got control. What we do with that control is determined by our discipline. And you know what? These players that go out and play college basketball, again, maybe I'm just a college basketball nut, so I see things in these terms. But these players, those that are in the gym first and leave the gym last, those that put in the extra effort and the extra energy, they don't wait for success to come to them, but they go out and they get success. Those are the players that my money's on, figuratively, in these last few weeks of the season here. And it's absolutely those associates that put a little extra effort into their own training, that really dive deep into personal development. And they don't just read the books, they don't just listen to the audios, but they apply what they hear and what they learn and what they read. It's those associates that plug in, as Josh said, that fourth kind of GPS satellite that really gives you where your altitude is, you know, plugging into these events. It's those people that I've got my money on, figuratively and literally, in this business. And I'm excited to be in a business where we do have control. If things are going real well, you can look around and say, you know what, I'm grateful that I had a chance to play a part in things going real well. If things are not going real well for you in your business right now, you can look around and be grateful that you have something to do about that, and that you can change that, because, again, you and I have full control. Again, a big thank you to Mr. Josh Riches this morning. Thank you to each of you for joining us on the training. It's fun for me to be back in Dallas after spending a week in Colorado and Utah last week. I really appreciate I got to go into Mr. Evan Westensko's home and see him and his lovely family, and Mr. Dan Burt. Really appreciate their hospitality and enjoyed seeing many of our associates as I was on that trip, and definitely looking forward to our convention next week, where we'll have a chance to rub shoulders with the best of the best, including you. God bless every one of you, and thank you again for joining the call this morning. We'll talk to you all soon.